Well, here's a crucial question. What do you think is actually at the heart of the vineyard's success?
Undoubtedly, the people. The people have made it what it is, both at a strategic level. So we have a fantastic board, some of whom have been in place since the beginning. The early board, getting the project up and running, was a huge challenge, and there were volunteer board members and representatives from Capel. And then, as we grew and we got more and more volunteers, the volunteers really took ownership of the project in a fantastic way, became team leaders, run the actual activities during each session, were really willing to be trained, really engaged with new ideas that were brought from Italy about how we might prune our vines, with new ideas from our vineyard managers. Really super engaged in every aspect of it. And then we were able to employ paid staff, and those people have each brought amazing sets of skills. And then again, Will Davenport, who's helped us all along the way. I mean, the vineyard is the people.
And you've actually retired from your principal role in the vineyard, haven't you? Although you still return from time to time. What's it like for you to return as an ordinary volunteer?
Well, it's great. There's all the fun and none of the worry. It's a very demanding role, which is now, we have a fantastic new operations manager, Emma, who was initially working on our marketing, who lives locally, who's completely embedded in the local food culture. She has other work that she does where she runs a farmer's market at the farm, and she's been able to tie these two jobs together in an amazing way. And I can just come and enjoy being out in the field, whereas most of the time when I was working, I was in front of a computer screen, which is not what I'd anticipated. So it's really lovely, and it's lovely to just be able to keep in touch, you know, at arm's length with what's going on. I've just been out there this morning and it was great. First time in ages.
Good. Thank you for telling us all about this wonderful experience. And most of this would be lost if it wasn't for the pioneers, as I call you. Just to finish off, can you summarise your overall experience of the vineyard, its place in your life? So, where are you now?
Yeah, well, I mean, the vineyard has got me through some difficult times too. I mean, it's been really important for my mental health, frankly. I've had wonderful support from people. You know, I have had quite a challenging time. Certain people I've worked with, like Sheila, who came and worked as our volunteer manager early on, and she was an incredible support to me. So, you know, it's been very good for my own mental health, and it's so fantastic to see it sort of standing on its own and moving on into new directions. And of course, the vineyard will be there long after us, because of our fantastic new system of pruning, the vines should grow very old and have a long life. And just something I noticed today coming here to talk to you, I googled how to get to your house, and I started from 40 Hall, and I suddenly noticed that on Google Maps, the vineyard pops up as an entity. 40 Hall Vineyard pops up as a pin on Google Maps. I thought, we're on the map! We're on the map! So that was a lovely moment. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to see how Emma takes it forward and the volunteers take it forward in the future. It'd be great.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute delight to hear about your experiences, and I'm sure that many, many people are going to listen to this interview and be very grateful for what you contributed.
Well, thank you very much. And
So.
yeah, I look forward to listening to all the archives myself.
Okay, so
Thank
thank
you.
you, Sarah. Thank you.